what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it Friday night. And you've made it to the show that's too legit to quit. This is World Poetry Open Mic. And we have taken over the studio. I'm being joined by my co-host and partner in crime, Mr. Michael Amade.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
I too am too legit to quit. Sing.
All right. And we've got on his left-hand side, the woman without a name, she is merely the Phantom.
Yar.
Wait, we're making up for Talks Like a Pirate Day last week. It's kind of a national,
because
or it's like a monthly holiday for
we're
us.
We're pirating the studio.
Yes.
We're pirating. Yar.
And the other voice you heard, operating all things technical, at the helm of our pirated ship, he is the nine-thumbed Half Squatch.
Captain Half Squatch to you.
That's better. That's better. Captain Half Squatch.
Are you enjoying your very large hat?
I am.
Thank you.
I am. I love the plume. Thank you.
I didn't know how you could fit your headphones over that.
It's actually they're underneath.
Oh.
It's amazing. And I'm sorry about the parrot. It's nothing but feet on my shoulder.
Oh. All right. So I don't know what you know.
And he's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Half Squatch has just walked out of the studio.
I do need to let you know, this hour we're being brought to you by Slim Ambition. Imagine having the ability to pick up where you would like and remove stubborn body fat. Imagine immediate results. Now imagine body contouring with no pain. All you need to do is check them out at slimambition.com or give them a call at 701-566-7307. And we're also being brought to you by Latin Life Denver. Anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community in Colorado, check them out at latinlifedenver.com. If you're Latin or just Latin curious, definitely check them out. And of course, we
wait
do poetry
a second.
Here.
Okay, we need to get on the same page here because I think we're a little all over the place. Did you say Latin curious?
Yes.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's when you're not Latin, but you want to know what the lifestyle is like.
You also said pertatting. I don't know what that means.
I'm hopped up on cold medicine and coffee. That's what I'm operating on right now.
All right,
I
this
remember
is excellent.
That.
All we'll right, remember so that tonight.
We do poetry here. We want 1 to 3 minute poetry. If you've got a good flow going, we obviously will let you roll over. The only things that'll really get you kicked off the air is the magical F word and, of course, hate speech. We don't allow that here. However, we don't censor our poetry either. We never will censor our poetry. So if you're easily offended, I'm sorry.
That's right. I mean, it's really, and we saw this last week as well. This is a, you know, we'll act goofy and we'll play around here on the show, but really this is a venue for your expression, no matter what you're going through at the time. This can be serious. It can be humorous. It can be whatever. We want to allow it to be open for you.
Exactly. This is a place for you to air your artwork. We did have a sad occasion this week that I want to make mention first and foremost. A friend of mine for about 5 years on All Poetry, Mr. Poetic Theorem, otherwise known as David Hall, passed away this week, and I didn't want it to go unmarked. I'm going to kind of preempt. We were going to announce tonight that Seamus Heaney was Poet of the Month posthumously. Joining him in those ranks, Mr. David Hall also is Poet of the Month. I'm going to miss you, brother.
Wow.
With that being said, we would like to go to the phone line. Please, calling from California, I believe, Miss Joan Ucali.
Yes, today I'm on the shores of Lake Superior.
Oh, so you're up north.
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome.
California. Thank you.
Thank you for calling our show.
My pleasure. I've been looking forward to it.
Now, we'll tell people how you and I got in contact with each other. I was on my trip in Montana, met a couple of friends of yours.
Yes.
And sent my information along. Now, you're a poet for the United Nations, correct?
For many years, my work was published on the Women's United Nations Report Network, and that's the largest women's listserv in the world, and it goes around the United Nations and out to all of the NGOs around the world. So it's been great.
It's absolutely remarkable that you're even calling our show, and I really do appreciate your time.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, and you're going to share a poem with us tonight?
Yes, I'd love to. I have a soon-to-be-published and coming out in December, a book called Soul Songs. And the poem I'd like to share from that is, I Will Miss You Fiercely.
All right.
I will miss you fiercely, my mama said as I walked into the room. My father had recently died. Now we were on a new path together. I heard a different voice than her usual. This voice was the one of leaving. We had some tense words just a bit before that time. I went for a car ride and cried into the phone. A friend just listened. Time to go back home, hoping things would be better. I will miss you fiercely, my mama said as I walked into the room. No matter what my tears were about when I left, now was another time. She and I bravely willing to touch the strength that would be needed in the upcoming year. I will miss you fiercely, my little mama said as I walked into the room. Her leaving voice spoke the unthinkable. We were walking hand in hand into the unknown, two brave women alone together, knowing the known. I will miss you fiercely.
Wow. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you very much.
You've got the whole studio applauding. Do you have another one you'd like to do?
I do. I have Imperfect Perfection.
All right.
This is you. Yes, you. Do not, I repeat, do not even try to be perfect perfection. How boring, how mundane. Give it up. Take off your mask. Toss it in the air. Twirl it around. Let the mask fall on the ground. Now stomp on it. Light it afire. Watch it burn. Cover it with earth. Walk on it in great dignity, knowing your imperfect perfection is an exquisite jewel.
Nice. Joan, our phone lines are always open for you.
Joanna.
Joanna. Okay. Our producer spelled it wrong. I apologize. Joanna, thank you for calling our show. Our phone lines are always open for you. You are a member of our family. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have my contact information. If you ever make it to Denver, we'd love to have you as an in-studio guest. And when that book comes out, I'd like to have you on and promote it, too.
That would be really great. Thank you. I look forward to being there in person.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, if you want to call in like Joanna, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Sorry, I had to turn my mic on there. My bad. Anyway, yeah, you know, we have a lot of poetry lined up, but we're doing something really special tonight.
We are.
Do you want to say what it is yet, or do we want to wait? We've told people kind of on the intertubes.
Yes.
What was going on.
That we're taking over the station.
We're taking over the station. Actually, we kind of have taken over the
station.
We
have taken over the station, and we're going to go as long as we've got callers.
There is a vast army of people trying to get in the studio at the moment.
Exactly.
Right now, we're bunkered in
exactly.
The studio here.
You brought food this time, so no interns will buy.
Yeah, I froze some of Andy from last time.
All right.
And so we've brought him here. And, there's a thing that happens. This happened last time, and I know it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm just, you know, upfront with the show. Last time we took over the studio, I kind of panic quickly when I think there's not a lot of food. And
yes.
So instantly, it was really like 5 minutes, I instantly started considering cannibalism. And once you have that in your head, it is really difficult to get it out. So Andy, unfortunately, became JT and my victim. last time. But it will not happen this time.
More like...
because you already have Andy.
He was a contributor.
He tasted funny.
He was a very... he tasted funnier than he was in life, I'll tell you that.
All right. So, without any further ado, we'd like to go back to the phone lines. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing much better now that the cold medicine has kicked in.
Yeah. You sound like you've got a little allergy going there or something.
Oh, I was hoping it wouldn't show, but yeah, you know, it's one of those early fall colds.
Family is very sensitive to each other like that, you know.
Yes. Yes, you guys are. And I love you all. I want that on the air that I love each and every one of you, especially with the way this week is shaped up.
Oh. Well, I've got two poems about autumn.
All right.
And the first is called The Waltz of Autumn Butterflies. Stealth of misty autumn lurks in cool mornings, wealth of harvest days ripening splendor. Inhaling the warm breath of summer's hazy days, exhaling frosty eaves that breathe o'er green canopies, repainting their beauty into a bright farewell. The winds of autumn singing their closing hymn, blowing the hymnal pages of bright colored notes as the yellow and orange wonders flit and twirl on the song of autumn symphony. Singing a chorus of summer's farewell to the waltzing serenade of the butterflies of fall.
Nice, nice, nice.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Then the other one I have is a short one. It's called Voyage.
All right.
Only the autumn sky saw her tear fall gently upon the golden leaf as it floated softly by, drifting towards the sea, carrying her heartache on an endless voyage.
Nice. I love that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Phantom. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Ellie.
It's so good to hear you again. I've missed you the past couple of weeks, Ellie.
Well, I've missed you, too. You ask the guys, I always say, where's Phantom? Is she there? And they say, no.
Well, I've been missing it, so.
I bet you have. I'm glad to hear your voice, and I'm glad you're back.
Thank you so much for calling, Ellie.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a good night. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. You have a good night as well, Ellie.
All right. Thank you so much. And bless you all.
No, bless you. Thank you very much. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And that's what we're all about the family, about the love, about sharing everything together and sharing, you know, and expressing ourselves through poetry. That's what the show is about. 303-386-3598, or you can send in your poetry for next week to just go to worldpoetryopenmic.net to the contact form there.
I actually have something I need to discuss with you guys.
Okay. All right.
Because now, the past couple of weeks, I've been listening from home.
Yeah.
And,
powerful, isn't it?
It is. But
intriguing radio.
Back when we first started, we weren't getting a lot of calls. We weren't filling up an entire hour right away.
Yeah.
We had segments like the Haiku Master, which is still around, thank goodness. But the corrections segment is something I've completely missed out on.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to correct one of you guys tonight.
Ooh, this is very exciting.
And it's actually...
It can't be me.
It's not you. It's aimed at the Board Monkey Half Squatch.
What?
Last week...
How's it feel now, buddy?
Last week, Mr. Correction,
now
you're getting
the
corrected.
Shoes on the other hand.
And the tables have turned on the foot that's the other...
All right. So I get to correct you. I was listening at home, and a few days before the autumnal equinox, I heard, "Now that you're gearing up for summer," in a commercial that you played. And it's not summer anymore.
No, it's not.
We're not gearing up for summer.
No, we're not.
No.
You have been corrected, sir.
Okay.
That's how you take a correction.
I just want you to know, they're still playing.
That's not fair.
Those commercials that I made for the station are so good, they have to play them even out of the season that they're in.
That is true.
That is very true. You know what we should do, though? Right now, we got to kind of pay some bills. We got to go do a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, we've got a poet already on the line.
Exactly.
Looking
good
forward to this.
Mine, actually.
Yeah, that's so, right. We called last week, so we're really looking forward to it. But
you are listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Wicca, wicca. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com. Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com.
All right, and that's it. That's our break. We're paying no more bills right now.
What is this?
This is
I'm having technical difficulties right now, so I do apologize. Okay. No. But
I was that was right. Great, because I literally almost fell off my chair with the shock of this.
See, I was going to say, you guys didn't let me cover. I was going to say, I've got to go to my friend on the phone line from Georgia. Please welcome Lewis.
Todd, my man, how are you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Good to hear you, brother. How was your week?
You know, I'm surviving it. And I always keep my eyes on Friday night because I get to hear some of the best poetry in the damn world.
I got you, brother.
What you got this for is us what today?
This is what I call my masterpiece.
All right.
Lady Godiva, the Raven. Upon a midnight drear in Coventry, she sat so weak and weary and confused. The noonday next would prove the truth to tell. A heroine for all the town behold, or just another lady goat to scorn. The war to rage in Mother England dear, her efforts prove futile or glorious. The noonday sun or Coventry did rise, and history was made that summer day. Immortal born, for history behold, and she would be forgotten nevermore.
Nice, brother.
I enjoy that. Thank you. That's what I call my masterpiece.
I got to say, you're one hell of a writer, brother.
Thank you, brother. God bless you and keep the faith.
Excellent. And I got to say, I'm not going to out our private conversation, but I just got to say, it's nice to know when the adversary sends pitfalls your ways, you can just smile and go, keep it coming.
You got it, brother. Wow. Back at you.
In keep Christ. The faith, brother.
God bless.
All right, if you want to call in like Lewis, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And I'm not going to out our private conversation, but I'm going to go ahead and out our private conversation.
No.
Jay Todd, no. You are the master.
I know. It's like vague-ism. I'm into vague booking as of recently. I just
vague booking is kind of like Facebooking.
Kind of what I'm thinking, but it's not really what I'm thinking.
It's kind of like the philosophy club at my brother's college where no one really knows when they're going to meet or where they're going to meet. It just kind of happens.
Exactly. So the calls are still coming strong. We're going to go as long as we need to go tonight. So if you have felt like you're jilted, like you haven't gotten through, just keep trying, because as long as the phone calls are going in, I'm here, and I've got like 3 pots of coffee ready to go and all the energy in the world.
I want to be able to call into my work tomorrow at 6 a.m. and be like, I'm still at the studio.
Yeah.
I won't be coming in.
That would be awesome.
Keep us going, guys.
There you go. Get a friend.
This is a telethon.
Well, if the FBI agents outside have anything to say about it, we'll be in here for a while.
There you go. All right. We've got another caller. Please welcome Chris from Florida.
Hey, how's it going? First-time caller, I guess.
Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to about 3 of the shows now. I got invited a while back.
Chris, that's excellent. Thank you so much for calling and giving it a try. It's awesome.
Okay, so how does this work? Do I just go ahead and read one?
It sure does.
If you want.
Okay, this one's called Come Out and Dream. It's another quiet night, just quiet, anything but a dream night. Dreams for me are like falling when dancing, motionless and not like as a feather, more like stiff as a board. Children's games, like chutes and ladders, but I'm no feather and I don't see wings. Isn't that what flies? Even if I could, in my dreams, there's no skies. I wake finding it's still a dream, so I think, dream big. But I'm no giant. Even if I was, I can't say what kind I'd be. Maybe a gentle one, maybe a thunderous one, living atop a beanstalk in the clouds. But I don't like to think about clouds and birds that fly, because after all, in my dreams, there's no sky. No sky. Dreams like this are good for contemplating why. I could detach my head and look inside, but what could I find? Was it, I think, I'd hide? More children's games. Hide and go seek. It's not fun when no one counts except you. And it's not fun when you're the only one that hides. Time to go home. It's getting dark. But oh yeah, there's no sky. My dreams are fragile things, so I show great care. Not to break them, not to hate them, and not to think too hard when I see no sky. But I think maybe I'm a little depressed. Maybe I'm repressed. It may be I think too much, and then again, maybe not enough of myself. There's still no sky when I dream no clouds. I still walk, I won't run. What if I fell into that absence in the air above? Absence, like an abyss of thoughts I might reminisce. Don't reach too high, there's no sky. I won't jump, no one wants to hear me scream. I might even cry. After all, my dreams have no sky. They say if you don't dream, you're dead inside. They say dreams are a doorway to the soul. My dreams are a locked door and my key slid itself under. Yes, slid itself under, why would I lie? Because I thought if I lie there long enough, I could reach my key. But opening that door holds nothing for me. After all, what would there be? A Pandora's box of quiet things, or perhaps echoing misery? I'm not sure, but I tend to think it won't be a sky. No sky, no, just a parade of alibis I tried to live by. A spinning sound that rings in my ears with the force of a hammer pounds. More children's games like playing on the merry-go-round and ashes to ashes we all fall down. Maybe I'm just a little too down. Maybe I get on myself that way too much. Maybe. There's still no skies. I think it relates to all the times my mom cried. Me? This cause and effect. My dream's a movie they won't let me direct. Direction I often lacked. I'm sorry, she cried. I just pretended to leave, and that was all. I wasn't going to get very far, though. My heart's a wall. A wall I won't stand on top of. Bricks leading to emptiness. There's no sky up there. I so easily scare, and this is a dream, so I don't dare, but I do care. I care that I should be able to dream a little more, should be able to think a little less. I shouldn't be such a mess. These children's games I can't play, they won't let me play. I won't let myself today, probably not tomorrow either. Happy or sad, in truth I am neither. I make my dreams and there is no sky. Children's toys like G.I. Joe and Cobra Commander. Play-Doh. I can't build anything, but I'll play, though. But they won't let me, those dreams with no skies, those dreams so unfair. It's not the dreams I won't share. It's that I'm truly my own nightmare.
Well done.
Thanks. Very good, Chris. Strong showing, man. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Nervous as hell.
Oh, no, you did great, brother. And I love the wordplay and the rhyme play within the stanzas and
absolutely,
the repeating refrains. It was just a wholeheartedly great poetic piece.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Chris, you better be calling next week.
Yeah, I'd try.
Sweet.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris.
All right. You guys have a great one. I'll
you
be listening.
Too.
Hey,
you
thank
well.
You, Chris. You too.
If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, you know, Chris took this leap of faith. You know, he's a first-time caller. He's listened to the show a few times. And, you know, it is kind of nerve-wracking to call. I get it. I mean, we were nervous as all heck when we started the show. But I will tell you that it is, it's really worth it, and we don't bite, you know, people, callers anyway.
Exactly. Only interns.
Guests, on the other hand. I guess you kind of do the interns. I can't say we don't bite.
Speaking of interns, I just saw someone walking around. Do we have someone else in the studio with us tonight?
Yeah.
What?
We do have somebody else in the studio.
Well, we locked it up and there's someone else in here?
I think we do.
All right.
We'll have to check that out.
Okay. Oh. When we go up to the next break, I'm going to go find out. I'll grab my tranquilizer gun and go figure it
out.
And
bring my snacks.
If by snacks you mean the other person, yeah, I can totally do that.
There you go. We've got another caller. Please welcome, calling all the way from Michigan. He is Dennis. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing real good. How you doing, J. Todd,
Michael, doing right.
And the Phantom?
Dennis! Hello from the to the Mitten State.
Yes, the Mitten State is doing very well.
Good.
I'm calling this week. Our hearts are kind of heavy with the news of David Hall's passing. And he was a very talented poet. He wrote very very insightful poetry, and he will be missed. And I'd like to read one of his poems this evening, and the title of it is "Dream On," right. Written by David Hall. Imagination, a powerful thing. Impossible, possible, gateway key. In wildest fantasies, do anything. Unlock your mind and set ambitions free. A boundless journey, fly on little wing, on wispy wings across the lands and sea. Believe in magic, elves, fairies, folklore, in voyage of dreams, enchantment galore. In wildest fantasies, do everything. Atop prismatic clouds so sprightly spin, or join elfin kingdom in fairy ring, or swim with lovely mermaids, curl your fin, or flit with fireflies, fly on little wing. Discover wonders, beauty from within. Forever dream on. Wish to stars above and feel the magic, the power of love.
Nice. Yeah, David was a good writer. And you did it very well, my friend.
Well, thank you. We have a lot of respect for David, and his poetry lives on. He can be read at allpoetry.com under the name of Poetic Theorem.
And if you're wanting something to read, I would highly suggest going out there and checking out his site. Drop in a line and pay your respects to him, too.
Yes, that would be wonderful. I do have a second poem.
All right.
I would like to read a poem written by Sandra R. Reynolds.
Right on.
And the title of this poem is In Harmony. And it goes like this. Just hold me tight. Do not let go. For years ahead seem so far away. This day is ours. That's all we know. Just hold me tight. Do not let go. With candlelight, our faces glow. At last I'll hear the words you'll say. Just hold me tight, do not let go, for years ahead seem far away. At last I'll hear the words you'll say, the words that mean so much to me. We'll see the dawn and greet the day, at last I'll hear the words you'll say, and sing the songs while children play, as we grow our family tree. At last, I'll hear the words you'll say, the words that mean so much to me. As we grow our family tree, in harmony, we won't let go. We'll settle tiffs with cup of tea. As we grow our family tree, and kiss the tears that fall so free, this day is ours. That's all we know. As we grow our family tree in harmony, we won't let go.
Well done, Sandra. Well read, Dennis. Oh, my goodness. Our family is just growing.
Yes, it is.
Brother, thank you for all that you've done for us and your longtime support.
Yes, well, it's been a privilege to support a great program like this. and I will continue to do so. And I hope we hear a lot of fresh voices this evening that are going to start calling in as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
All right, if you want to call like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-35. Wow, this coffee's really hit me hard.
I know, right?
303-386-3598. We're about, however, to do something exciting that JT will explain to us in just a moment.
I will?
Well, you look like you're about
this
to say
great. I was just going to say, lay off the Rev coffee, man.
The Rev?
I brought the special brew for me.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah. All right, so that's the phone ringing. You're going to want to be able to hold through break because we are going to be stepping away to pay some bills. You are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I just want to throw this out there, though.
What?
Before we go to break, I haven't had a chance to say the phone number in so long, I have to.
Okay.
303-386-3598.
And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Drinking super is essential to performing super, on and off the field. Whatever field you perform on, Body Armor is the drink essential for your prime performance. B vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, antioxidants, and 2.5 times the electrolytes found in the leading sports drink. Body Armor is superior nutrition and hydration. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com to learn more. Drink super with Body Armor. Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
We're talking going back to when I was a teenager. Was that Be Quiet Riot?
No. Yes, of course it is.
No, it's Quite Right.
Quite Right.
Sorry.
If you're in Australia, yes, that's probably true.
Quite Right. It's the Quiet Riot cover band that's strangely bigger than Quiet Riot.
Called Slick Black.
Wow,
Cadillac.
Really?
Anyway.
Yeah, it okay.
Does, it does happen.
All right.
It's happened before.
All right. So
for instance, Russell Brand has stolen my voice.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And we have
you
a caller
really
on the line, Michael. So let's cut Michael's microphone over here and go to Chris.
What? Oh,
come on.
How are you doing tonight, Chris?
It's a good evening. Good evening. I'm listening to you guys and feeling good. I was trying to spread the word around WC from people call in tonight. Well, we try to keep you till 2 or 3 a.m.
Yes.
That's fine. I'm good like that. Mike's good like that. He's hyped up on coffee. He's ready to go till 4 a.m.
Woo! Well, there's some good people out there. It'd be really nice to hear them.
Yeah, they are. So you going to share with us tonight, brother?
Yeah, I'd like to if you don't mind.
I would love for that.
I'm trying to keep them new instead of going back to old ones. So this is one of the newest ones that's out there. You have love within you to share. There is love and there is you. There is me. And then the we's, each and us, sharing eyes. And looks that are just love being shared with any who sees. Now, because I do watch, see, and look, and breathe. There is love within. And fingers touch and spread the sparkles light from eye to eye. The glass flows to heart, to sigh. Today and night dreams might life past lifetime's hopes. Beyond light, soft smile, curving lips, to eyes gentle sight. As with each night's fall, bring ceilings and walls to moonlit fantasies of cloudscapes, star-dropped, back-scattered visions, rainbowed clarity and heartful tightenings. where words hold sway over minds needing held by more than mere fingers, tips of dreams. There is love within that reaches and longs with its own needs and passion to touch and hold and share life and all the days of tomorrows to fill our bittersweet with nows that draw and drive, grasp and squeeze tight. That fullness brought and fraught with after wishes and fear of loss. That fullness of the fire within caresses to the pure heat of ice's touch. There is love within and reflected through our eyes as we gaze to the glass and through the glass through our lives. That was it.
Wow. Absolutely stunning again, Chris.
We can always count on you to bring something of just that incredible quality. Thank you.
I appreciate having the chance to share. And I've got one real quick short one.
That's fine. Take your time, brother.
Just because. Oh. Thursday thoughts. This was Thursday. Chilled fingertips, eyes gazing to the glass. So many voices jostling to become distinct, heard, felt, known. My mind is meandering all over the place. Saw some people I hadn't touched in a while. I'm breathing and thinking between friends. Hi, do you have coffee or tea now? Have I caught on? Have a minute or a day? Classes, thoughts? I could share some insights, but that takes time. Do you have any to spare listening to where you aren't or haven't been? Or perhaps you really are after all, if you think on it. Introspection and before lunch. Who knew? That's it. That was just between friends.
Brother. Wow. And to answer your question, put poetically, I will always have time. You end up in Denver, I will take as much PTO as needed to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and share in poetic thought.
Well, it's between friends. That's what it's about.
Exactly. But
whether it's in the morning when you open your eyes or in the evening when you open your ears and hearts. You know, it's part of life. It's what we are. It's what you are, man.
It's what we are. We're a family.
You're my hero.
Oh, you're my hero, dude. I can't even compare to that spoken word art-wise.
Sure you can. You got the heart. That's what it's all about, having a heart. We're not perfect. We're flawed. We're human. And being human means you make mistakes. You try to learn, and you help when you can.
Exactly.
And when you can't, you still try anyway.
Thank you, brother.
I think it's so true. It's so true. Chris, thank you so much for calling. It's such a pleasure to have you every week. It really is.
Well, I appreciate being able to get in. It's hard sometimes.
I know. We're working on it, Chris. I promise you. We will get this worked out.
That's part of why we took over tonight.
No, keep it hard. It makes it worthwhile.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people trying to get in tonight. Let them in, man.
Right,
you
got
to take care. And by the way, you have a great evening. It's nice to hear you again.
Take care now. Thank you. If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
I'm not saying the number.
I'm so excited. I'm getting to say the number.
No, you know what? I think that's good. You do a very good job. You do a better job. You know, I will say, you got to stop telling people you'll take as much PTO as possible, because once that paid time off runs out, man, you're going to stop having coffee with people.
No. See, I get 8 for each work period that I get. So I'm good for about 7 weeks right now.
Okay, I'm kidding. 7 weeks of coffee.
Yes.
Sounds like when we were starting this show.
If my boss is listening, I'm not taking them all at the same time.
Not necessarily.
We've logged about 7 weeks at Village Inn at this point.
Yeah, we have.
We actually have another caller on the line, though. Okay. We have Marie, a longtime supporter of the show, calling in. How are you doing tonight, Marie?
Hi, I'm doing fantastical.
Excellent. Is that actually a word?
She's a poet.
Is it a word?
She's a poet.
Now, where are you calling from, Marie?
Wait, what did you say?
Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, somewhere.
No, that's why we asked.
In the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands. I bet it's beautiful.
You have no idea, homie.
I don't have any idea. I didn't know they said homie in the Netherlands either. Anyway, what can we do for you?
I actually have a poem that I kind of wrote for the Phantom.
Really? Wow. Hit me with it.
What? Hit you with it? All right.
Hit her with it, homie.
Don't judge me for this. All right. A starch beginning with a handed over mobile, a riding crop, a wink, a lifted crime scene tape, and a trusted opinion, a pink case, a cabbie. You would do anything at all to stop being bored. You aren't bored now, are you? A shaky breath, a steady hand, a called-out name in shattered glass, a gunshot wound, and a fan. With love, S.H., signed J.M.
I might actually cry.
Wow.
I love you, Marie.
I love you too, Phantom.
That was beautiful.
Marie. She's been a long time supporter
of the
show.
That was beautiful, my dear.
So are you.
I think she just said a bad word.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't.
Our producer bleeped her out.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for calling, Marie. That was excellent. Phantom, you should be adequately flattered by this.
I am.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
If you want to call in like Marie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have just a few minutes until the official last break. Official's not a big deal this week.
Yeah, there's nothing official about this
week. There is nothing, but we are going to take a break in just a couple minutes. So if you want to hit it beforehand, it looks like the phone actually just rang, and we have a caller, so we'll probably, if we can, get to them before the break.
Now, I do want to let you know that you can go out to our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net. If you feel so inclined, get a World Poetry Open Mic t-shirt, notebook, whatever you want to show the colors that you are a supporter of our show.
That's right. And really, I mean, what World Poetry Open Mic is really about is about building the community. It's not about the... It's not about the show in itself and the people, you know, doing the show. It's about what we're facilitating for everyone.
Exactly. Oh. Damn it. Here it comes again.
Good evening.
Now, who is this?
Do I know that voice?
Enough of this pirate silliness. I am the Sith Lord.
Oh, nice.
The Sith Lord of Pirates?
Arr!
Oh, how are you doing?
How are we all?
Oh, we're great now that you're on the line.
Well, you've got
one. You really need to get out more, Phantom.
I've been telling her that, too. She keeps thinking I'm trying to exercise her instead.
First off, before I say anything else, J. Todd, my condolences. I did not know him as well as you did, but I read some of his work and was always impressed.
Oh, yeah. David was a great poet, and I can't put enough support behind his work. I think everybody should go out and read some of it.
Indeed. So, did everyone have a good week?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. How about you, sir?
It was a tough week, but we all got through it. And... Phantom, I want you to realize, for the second caller in a row, you are getting a poem dedicated to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I don't know if the gentlemen know, but the Phantom contacted me this week concerning the loss of my niece and was exceedingly, exceedingly kind. And the entire family appreciates it.
Oh, nice.
Right, so now we get to find out whether or not a disembodied spirit can blush.
Okay.
Too late. Shaggy.
This one is called Sunrise. You, my beloved, are as a sunrise, as when the first orange rays of dawn reach out to caress the gentle heavens. Soft, warm, bright, and so painfully beautiful, but also fleeting. An interlude of pure joy soon to be banished by the harsh brightness of the day, yet a moment of bliss that can still bring warmth, even in the darkness of this cold night.
Well done.
Wow.
And yes, the Phantom turned from ectoplasmic green to a slight rose hue.
I think it was kind of like a puce.
Pomegranate?
Did Michael just say puce?
He did.
I was looking for any excuse to use that word. I got to be honest.
And I think I just lost my bet.
Michael just used the word puce.
I did.
Unfortunately.
Oh, Steve.
Okay. May I do one more original, which is also short, and then if I may, there's a cover I'd like to do.
Of course.
All very short. This next one is an original. It's called The Chrysalis. I do not weep at the death of the caterpillar, yet I cry at the birth of the butterfly. I do not mourn the melting of the mountain snow, rather I rejoice in the cold flowing stream. As there can be no resurrection without the crucifixion, and the unmelted gold can never form a ring, the unscarred heart will never be as strong. Think not of the broken stone being swept away, but marvel at the statue being revealed.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. And now there is a cover that I'd like to do.
All right.
And if we were to imagine that this was the old game show Name That Tune, I'm predicting Michael getting misty within 8 words.
Uh-oh. All right. I'll watch him.
This one is called The Ride. It was written 6 months ago by my niece, Juliana. It's a long road, a very, very long road, but I will take the ride. God is in the driver's seat. I have no control, but I will take the ride. It may hurt, the ground may tremble, my own body might fight against me, but all is not lost. For there is good, a light, a bright one at the end, and I will glow. I wish this never happened, but I am stronger. So however long, I will take the ride. And that was my niece Juliana wrote that 6 months ago.
Wow.
Well, Steve, that's really something. That's
you've got J. Todd crying over here.
And you know,
it's
the thing I was thinking about too is, and I know the situation you're referring to with me, but I think that applies to everybody.
I tell you, she was smarter at 12 than many people I know in their mid-50s.
Yeah. She was, I didn't even know her, but I can tell you she's amazing. She comes from good stock.
Well, I am pleased to say that this piece that Juliana wrote and the piece I read 2 weeks ago in September when you were 12 are going to be printed in the winter issue of Boston Literary Magazine. And my friend Robin, who's the editor, has decided to dedicate that issue to my niece Juliana.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Well, and congratulations on the publication as well, Steve.
Thank you, but somewhere up in heaven, my niece is looking down and saying, ha-ha, I got published in WoW.
You know what? I bet. I believe she is, actually.
Oh, she is. I'm convinced of it.
How do we get a copy of that?
You know what? I will send it off to you when it comes in.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to
that'd
it.
That'd be great, Steve. Thank you so much. And thank you for everything you bring to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, guys, thank you all for the kind words, not only that you've extended, but I've gotten so many messages from friends of the show through social media and through email. You have no idea how much we all appreciate it. And, Phantom, I told my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, about you at the wake and the funeral, and they wanted to express their thanks.
Okay, thank you. I will. We're going to get some more details out for everybody
as it becomes available.
As it becomes available.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was that website that you directed us to again?
Oh, God.
I've got it. It's www.thetruth365.org.
Which is a childhood cancer site.
Yep.
And you can go there and make a pledge in Juliana's name if you feel so inclined. Mm-hmm. We're going to be raising funds for Juliana's cause also.
We're just waiting on
unique
thing. Yeah,
we're
waiting
on details.
Nail
down some details, and then we'll announce it all to everybody, okay?
You guys are the best.
No, you're the best, Steve. Thank you for calling our show.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's
303-386-3598.
And we did run long in that segment. I am aware of that. We're going to run long all night long. So you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Come to At The Beach, your tanning superstore, and get your tan on with 5 freaking levels of tanning. If UV rays aren't your thing and you need a sunless solution, try Mystic Tan or Versa Spa Spray Tanning or any one of our California Tan indoor tanning lotions. They're ridiculously convenient with over 70 tanning salons in Colorado, Kansas, California, and Oklahoma. And tanning will take no freaking time at all because they have a ton of tanning beds and no wait. Go to KZKO Radio to enter to win a freaking $30 card at the beach. You have no excuse to be pale. At the beach, get your tan on.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
There are a lot of benefits to using Crisco as a personal grooming substance.
Really? That's what you were talking
well,
about?
That's what I was talking about during the break.
Man. I'm so sorry. I'm glad I had you off. Maybe well, I'll do that again. Okay, here we go.
All right, so you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Aside from talking about personal hygiene using lard products, we also do poetry here.
You know, there's a long history of using lard products. Never mind.
Yeah, but I stopped
that was pretty short.
And I've gone to a good diet to where I can be around longer to do the show.
That's a good point. I've, on the other hand, have somehow been encouraged by the people on the show to start eating a diet consisting mostly of
chicken fried steak,
complex carbohydrates, and really, really fatty food.
All right.
Now, wait a second.
What? Deep fried Andy?
Hey, I'm telling you, leftovers were great.
All right, please welcome to the show a first-time caller from Florida. She is Jen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to our family.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. What are you going to share with us tonight?
I have a poem called The Night Flower, which was inspired by Sylvia Plath.
Oh, nice.
Okay, it's kind of long, so I apologize in advance, but not too bad.
No worries.
The tears roll down my cheeks to my lips, gracefully falling to my fingertips. The sadness everyone saw but no one knew took me far too soon. My children should have saved me, the love in their eyes I shall not know. I believe it was selfish of me, but I knew no other way to go. Oh, as the winter leaves and spring began, I could not bear the flowers lying to me like some con man, trying to sell me lies I shall not swallow, for I know my true self, and it is hollow. Some say the man slapped me and beat me down until I was numb, but you will never know the truth, no, not even one little crumb. He destroyed those last entries and kept them for himself, placed upon high beneath the clouds on some lonely, dusty shelf. As I buried my head deep in the stove, the gas filled my mind. I had to get up and do one last thing before I left them behind. I made sure they were both sleeping and left kisses upon their heads and pitchers of milk and breads by their bed. I hung my head and walked down the hall where the gas was beginning to spread. I shut the door so tight, locked, no one could get through, tucking wet towels and clothes under the cracks so it couldn't get to you. Ach du, ich liebe dich. I sang to myself a song quietly. I did not want them to wake. The humming eventually turned into drumming as my heart began to fade. Think of me when you grasp your first pen, when you cry those tears of sorrow at the thought of what could have been. I'll miss you, my dears, but you are safe now. No longer must you fear or sob. My sadness will not be here to weigh you, nor your smile will I rob. The lights are getting dimmer now. I think it is time for I to go. Just remember I'll be waiting for you. Oh, how I loved each of you so. I'll be there in the words you write and all of the perfectly broken rhymes. Each time you think of me, I'll be there for you. Oh, mother, when you left me, your legacy was never gone. I could always hear your words on record. I played them some days all night long. I know what you were feeling on the day you took your life. I didn't find out until I was 18, and the truth felt like a knife. The beauty that surrounded your legacy followed me everywhere dreadfully. Your attempt to protect us from you failed incredibly. My views left askew. Truly, the world knew more of you. While you attempted to hide your soft frowns and quiet cries, I would have taken those somber faces over no faces at all. All I ever had of you was a picture on my wall. You are more than that. You deserved more than that, and we needed more than this. But I digress. Apples don't fall far from the tree, and it is here I land with this rope in hand, wishing to bring you back to me. This world is so cruel, I know, but I still wish to this day that you didn't choose to go. Oh, but mother, do not despair. I am on my way to you. I'm almost there. One last breath, one last plea. Ich liebe dich, in your arms I'll finally be.
Wow. Jen, that was great.
Thank you.
And very powerful.
Yes.
Very powerful piece.
Well written.
Yeah, very much so. And thank you for calling. Now, have you been listening before, or is this your first time hearing the show as well?
First time hearing the show as well.
Well, excellent.
Well, I'm glad you're on board, and I'm glad you're a member of our family now.
Yeah. What's the review?
Yeah, what do you think of the show now that you've heard it?
What if she hates it? Don't ask her.
No, that's fine.
No. I actually really, really liked it. I was surprised. I kind of just was expecting to sit through a lot of poetry, which I didn't mind at all. But you guys make the show so entertaining.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's really nice to hear that, Jen, because most of the time I just feel like going home and crying. Because that's the thing about doing comedy on the radio is that no one laughs.
Right.
Hey, Jen, thank you so much. And we really, really hope that you'll make a habit out of listening to the show and calling the show, because we could really use, you know, more quality poets calling in. It's always great to have.
Well, thank you, sir. Will do.
Thank you.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Jen, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Guess what we're about to do, man?
What are we going
to
do?
About to roll over to the point where normally, if we were being lame, we would end at 9 o'clock. Right
no.
Now... we're going into sudden overtime.
Oh, yeah. It's not sudden. We
and
planned this.
Wait, I thought you were going to give me a high five and you're just leaving me hanging.
I was going to say, is this the time where we pull out the Andy leftovers? Because I'm kind of hungry.
Not yet.
Damn it.
Not yet. Everybody, you need to save it. 5 minutes in, that's where we start. When we start worrying.
Okay.
The clock is ticking. What are we going to start eating?
What are we doing? Are we doing the top of the hour stuff, or are we going to go straight to the caller?
You know, one thing I will say, though, is do we need to pay any more bills?
No, we can go to the caller first, and then
we'll
figure it out from
beautiful.
There.
Beautiful. We're pirates. We don't care about cars.
It's ours.
Paying bills, it's ours.
Paying
it.
Bills,
it's ours.
Our bills.
It's ours. Please welcome. He is from Texas, and he's probably about 78. He is Jack.
Yeah, we're somewhere around there. I kind of don't pay any attention now that it's below 100. It's not worth it, you know?
There you go. Triple digits are better, right?
That's generally my perspective. If it's under 100, I don't really pay attention.
I mean, who cares? So, hey, man, you guys sound like you're having fun tonight.
We are.
It's really the coffee.
And the
is that what it is?
Well, and the vodka and the coffee. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've enjoyed the show so far, and I do want to apologize. I did not realize that this was Write the Phantom a Poem Night. If I'd have known, I'd have written one, but next week, I'll catch up with you next week, Phantom.
You sweet, didn't get thank
the,
you.
You didn't get the memo about the themed show, damn it.
Embarrass the Phantom Week.
Yes.
Okay, well, look, I have, let's see, I too have two.
You two have two, too.
In a tutu?
In a
yeah,
tutu.
Yeah, one of those two, but it's in the other room.
When does Bono come into this?
All right, well,
Later,
much later. Oh, the Eagles play the Broncos this weekend, too.
What?
You mean the Broncos are going to win against the Eagles? Because even the Chargers win against the Eagles?
This is kind of what I was thinking, Jay Todd. You know, let's have a little wager on this game.
Okay.
If the Eagles win, you read one of my poems next week of my choice, and if the Broncos win, I'll read one of yours.
I'll be the
The Broncos are
going to
win.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll be the witness of that.
The Broncos are going to win, Jack.
The Eagles and I have the Broncos?
I'm sorry?
You have the Eagles, I have the Broncos, right?
That's it. You have the Broncos, I have the Eagles.
Okay. Taken.
Jack?
If the Broncos win, I'll read the poem of your choice next week.
All right.
And if the Eagles win, you read the poem of my choice.
Now, does it have to be one of my poems of my choice, or can it be one of anybody's poems of your choice?
Hey, you win the bet, it's whatever.
Okay.
Whatever
cool.
You want to send me, you send it to me, and that's what I'll read next week. How about that?
All right. So, normally it's tradition to shake on a bet. You and I aren't in person, so I'm just going to do this.
It's a virtual radio show.
Well, actually, yeah, if you saw the way he's reacting to the coffee, he's already shaking. So,
there you go.
All right, well, we'll take that. That'll be the deal.
All right.
All right, well, here we go. This one is titled My Pen Pleads. Lonely nights offer moments of silence and one-dish suppers where candlelight seems a waste. Seated with pen in hand, I smooth the ruffles beneath as if that will help the words flow. Upon closer inspection, I find heart-shaped patterns on the dining room cloth table. Mimic the movements of my hand, layered one atop another, calling on each to oblige. Crossing lines, intersecting at predestined points, repeating in harmony with one another as my thoughts gather in the tiny squares of the colored graph paper staring at me, waiting. Moving in sync with butterfly curves on the corners and scribbled etchings along borders, fantasies of my mind in a dream state swirl. Touching each box of this formatted design. Folds neatly collect the shapes of spilled ink seeping slowly through the cloth like raindrops on a leaf following the veins in an abstract yet confined flow. To the blurred eye sits nonsense, a collection of nothing on a vast white sheet, dancing like uneven feet on a rounded floor of no particular meaning or feature. Yet to me, my pen doodling calls loudly. Even in the darkness of lost words, these patterns, as is everything found filling me, is you. And my pen pleads in heart-shaped longings.
Nice. Well done, my friend.
Go. Now, did you like that?
I did.
Okay.
I'm almost,
I have another
I'm almost
one.
Weary of what you'd pick out for me on that bet, my friend.
Oh, well, hey, I'll make sure it's easy.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the remember I think I know, I think?
Yeah.
It'll be something easy like that, okay?
Oh, something real easy like that? Thank you.
You don't have to worry because even the Chargers won against the Eagles, so the Broncos are definitely going to win.
Well, there is that.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm with you guys. I doubt very seriously if the Eagles are going to win, but I'm a diehard Eagles fan, so I got to root for them.
Gotcha.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
I've got one more very short one. Two verses, okay?
All right.
This one is called Night Flight. Fragile wings of stained glass rainbows, endless your uncharted flight. Still I face the window staring, praying you fly by this night. Longing in the darkest hour, emptiness my heart does breathe. Forevermore I shall be waiting, eternally I shall believe.
Excellent.
There you go.
Well done, brother.
All right. Look, you guys don't stay up too late, okay?
Oh, no. We want to stay up as late as we can. As long as we get new callers, what's the matter, right?
Well, good luck, and I hope you're on to like 4 in the morning.
That'll be fun.
That would be fun.
All right.
All right. Next week.
Next week. All right, if you want to call in, like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598. You're going to want to be able to be willing to hold over the break. I'm kind of left alone in the studio right now. The Phantom disappeared, and Michael went to look for that extra person that's in the station. We heard him thumping around outside. So I'm gonna try and buy us some time. You are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You hate those areas of stubborn fat that just won't go away? Slim Ambition Cold Laser Sculpting has a solution for you. With Slim Ambition, you can target those stubborn areas of fat on the body, including your abdomen, love handles, thighs, arm, and chin. Treatments are totally non-invasive, painless, and very comfortable. You're probably asking yourself, how does Slim Ambition work? Lasers release the fat from your target area and allows you to burn it up with just 30 to 45 minutes of post-treatment cardio exercise. Because of this, the client's body metabolizes fat first, not last. Immediate results in target area that are retained with activity and nutrition. Typical treatment program is 10 treatments over 3 to 4 weeks with one day in between. Cardio can be done at their locations. So, if you're highly motivated to lose weight in those troubled spots, Slim Ambition is the right choice for you. Slim Ambition is the expert in this field with 5,000 treatments performed over the last 2 years. Expertise is not only critical to get great results, but to the position the clients to retain them. Visit their friendly, comfortable atmosphere with great staff members who are knowledgeable and caring. Try out Slim Ambition's introductory treatment for only $99, which will give the client a good sense of process and results you can expect. Call Mark Duraney, General Manager of Slim Ambition, at 701-566-7301 or visit their website, slimambition.com, or call them locally in Colorado, 303-792-2441. Slim Ambition is located inside the Lone Tree Athletic Club in Lone Tree, Colorado. Those numbers again are 701-566-7301 or 303-792-2441. Slim Ambition. Make the change today.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com.
Actually, yes. I'm not even actually looking at you. Did I sure. This is the back of my head with some fake eyes and a nose on it.
This is Dread Zeppelin, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Or what gave it away? The Rasta, you know, that feel with the Led Zeppelin song?
No, it was the Elvis impersonator. Wow. I thought our first meeting we covered. No Led Zeppelin, no Stairway.
What? Did we actually cover that?
I don't know if we said
I
no Stairway.
I could have sworn it was something else, but I can't be denied of Stairway.
I think we said mine was no John Tesh.
Not a
that's
problem.
Right.
Remember that one?
No Kenny G.
That's not a problem. Kenny G, I don't know. It's a little weird.
Now, I do have to say something very quickly.
All right.
I found who was in the studio.
Okay.
It's not good.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Are we
in
trouble?
I'm going to give you two choices, and you can choose which one it is. One, the Pope.
Okay.
Two, Ira, the station operations manager. Which one?
I didn't see a Pope mobile parked out front, so I'm guessing that it's our operations manager.
Well, he doesn't really manager. Like that thing. I don't know.
You know, it's classy. You're right, though. So I caught Ira.
We're in trouble.
I shot him with my tranquilizer gun.
Yes.
Oh, he's tied up right now. I mean, that was after I caught him, by the way. He's now tied up in the storage closet.
Awesome.
I just came up with an issue, though, a problem we have. We are surrounded right now. I don't know if you know this. They're tunneling under the studio. They've surrounded the studio. And I'm pretty sure there's about three or four helicopters above the studio.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to find a way out. So I'm thinking at some point, perhaps soon, we should actually ask Ira how to get out of here. And I can think of no better way to do that than potentially on the air.
There we go.
Well, we can do that in a little bit. In the meantime, let's just keep going with this.
All right.
One of the things that gives us a huge advantage here is that we have people who are masters of different things. For instance, exactly. I'm a master of whatever it is I'm actually a master of. But
right.
There is one person here who happens to be a level 29.
28.
No, 29 now. You didn't hear about this.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it afterwards. Level 29 haiku master. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Boy, he's a haiku master.
Take it around town. Take it around town.
There can only be one.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one. So, I have to say, last week, I think it was last week, after a pre-show meeting, I'm sitting outside with JT, and I go, you know, the thing that's really sad is that theme to the haiku master is probably the closest I've ever come to potentially doing something that might be original.
What?
It's true. They always say as a musician, you can never do anything new.
Oh, original as in?
As in like
completely
a
unique in the
world
and,
I mean,
kind of thing.
Well, just like hasn't been. Now, I'm sure, I'm not stupid enough to believe that's actually hasn't been done before. However, I'm seriously betting that it's been very rare
yes.
that those have been put together. But that's the sadness and the unfolding tragedy, which is the life of Michael on World Poetry Open Mic. However, we're here to talk about the haiku master. Every week, he writes three haikus. Right? Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. And I read them, and it's kind of about a nondescript topic, although the topic is there. So if you think you know what it is, send us an email, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
Or you can do the Facebook.
And
do
Facebook.
World Poetry Open Mic.
Twitter. And just put hashtag haiku master.
There you go.
That's what I'm actually says on the back of my underwear right now. Okay. So here's the first one. Dusky and great, a classic V formation, northern migration. Okay.
All right.
Bonnet on the head, imaginary author, mother of the rhyme.
Okay.
Martha Stewart food, a Christmas feast to enjoy, old world tradition.
I think I know what it is.
Well, don't say that. No. You can send it to us
right.
on Facebook.
Twitter.
worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website or Twitter. Basically, you can find us anywhere.
Hashtag half squatch.
Exactly. Or you could say hashtag haiku master.
Oh, boy, he's a haiku master.
You know, sometimes I listen to this and I think, what if this is as good as it gets?
Hi-ya!
And then I cry.
And then we cry.
Okay, so we are in sudden overtime.
Yes.
We're just in overtime. There's no sudden thing about it.
This is not Balls of Fury.
Yeah, we don't have like a sudden death
bet?
Overtime. This is just overtime.
What part of sudden death did you not understand?
Yeah, no, and this
ask Andy about the sudden death overtime.
I will definitely argue with you that this is not Balls of Fury. Trust me.
All right. So going back to the phone lines, please welcome Karen from Michigan.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're a new caller.
Yes, New caller was invited to the radio broadcast. A friend of mine told me about it.
Excellent.
So, I've got a, I have a sonnet that I wrote for my mother. I wrote it in 2004, and she actually passed away this past May.
Ooh.
So I just like to read this. It's, there is a day that comes but once a year to show a loved one that you truly care. The foal depends upon her nursing mare. Oh, nature paints a picture bright and clear. At times I laugh and then I shed a tear. Emotions ride the waves within the air. She makes you strong or weak with just one glare. A mother's heart is tough, yet oh so dear. Oh, take me on a trip or set me down. You know what's best for me each given day. You brought me in the world and cleaned me up. Now words within my heart shall form a crown. To thank you for the price you chose to pay, my lips shall drink again from mother's cup.
Nice. Karen, well done.
Thank you.
I tell you, your mother will be proud of you. I can say that both my parents shared in the inception of this idea. Neither one of them made it to fruition of the poetic platform happening. And I have people tell me all the time my parents would be proud. And I just want to say your mother would be proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Sure. It's a nice opportunity. So thanks for opening up the mics tonight.
Oh, thank you. And it's every Friday. So just keep calling in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
If you want to call in like Karen, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And we are in sudden, completely expected overtime.
Yes. I like that.
Now, I like your suddenness about that.
You know what? I'm suddenly going to be very surprised here. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Now, I went back and checked on Ira.
All right.
And
how's the tranquilizer?
Is he still breathing?
He's breathing.
Okay, good.
He's a little out of it.
Okay.
I'm trying to wake him up so we can find out exactly how we're going to get out of here. Because I know every radio station has a secret exit.
It's the air duct system, I believe, in this building.
Well, now it's not a secret.
Well, if we know that everyone has it, it
okay,
just comes assumed
to the FBI
that,
agents listening,
wait, the Phantom can
that.
Get out.
I sure can.
Unlock the doors and let us out.
It's not the
except
thing with
for
the doors.
I will be letting you out into the hands
oh,
of the
yes,
FBI
right.
agents outside.
It's the men with the angry attitudes and the legal stuff that can have the problem with us walking out the doors.
You mean the NSA?
You,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Speaking of men with angry attitudes,
the TSA.
No,
TSA
no I'm not gonna segue
it's
that.
As the TSA
bad.
Stays away from me, I'm happy.
Yes, they will.
A man without an angry attitude. Please welcome from Ohio. He is Tate.
Hi guys, how's everyone tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. We're kind of surrounded, but we're doing fine.
Yeah. Sitting here thinking what I wanted to read to you tonight. I really don't know. Did I ever read the one, None Ever Come to Stay?
I don't think you have.
All right, I'll read you that one. And then I wondered, do you think Page would mind if I read one of his?
I don't think he would. In fact, I think he'd be very honored.
Okay, I'll read you this one first, None Ever Come to Stay. The time trickles by unnoticed. Our moments fade away. While they're coming in, they're going, pass us by day to day. Each new morn comes to meet me as nothing seems to last. The thoughts of youth just melt away as all become the past. With them go my joys and sorrows, this life spent chasing dreams. The grandiose philosophies of lofty hopes and schemes. The younger days when I once believed, I'll sleep when I am dead. Now I feed the mind on learning. I still keep those fires fed. Why can't we inherit wisdom and pass along what we know? Given benefit of insight, I'd help our species grow. For the generations marched to war, pounding drums of glory, saying it will happen no more. It's the same sad story. The gales form around each new child's life. What they don't know be true. The winds foretell what future holds. Oh, if they only knew. The
The sands of time keep flowing on, our lives to pass away. Well, some are coming, some are going. I never come to stay.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. I thought I'd read you one of days.
I was going to say, my crew was late on that because they were busy attending to Ira. They're giving him some of this coffee to try and bring him around.
It's not working, man. He's not drinking just as much coffee as I
it's
pour in his face.
His
it
face.
Doesn't work. He doesn't
He's
drink it.
Well, now you know, poets tend to stay up all night. You know, we all have insomnia.
There you go.
You know what? I think I just got this.
All right. So you had another one. You're going to share one of David's, right?
Yeah, I think I'll read you. I'll read you a short one of Dave's called Well, We Might.
Okay.
All right. There once was time to sit and spin the dream without, the light within, when young ideals like creed and rote would wreath their blue tobacco smoke, when wine was certain at each sip, when answers leapt at every lip. Such were the days when we all knew if we were asked what we would do. But life began to call us in, and time as such has grown so thin. We rush to do the things we must, while dreams' ideals are things of dust. And soon we turn our backs on them, those shadows that were once young men, who never dreamt hypocrisy would spill their dreams' philosophy, and rule them with a rod of steel, and teach them, well, not how to feel, and lead them blindly through their days. They spare no thought for younger ways. And where that dream ideal that once was held to spell deliverance, well, we might ask, and well, we might, it's life, not death, puts out that light.
Well done, David. Now, that's something I wanted to cover. Our family goes beyond just this show. The people that submit for the World Poetry Open Mic, J. Todd's Basement, are also included in our family. David's one of them. And I thank you for sharing some of his work on our show.
Well, you're welcome. I hope he doesn't get mad at me. I don't have his Australian accent.
I don't think he'll get mad. I think he'll be very honored.
I hope so. You guys going to play all night, are you?
As long as we keep getting new callers, we're ready to go. I've got a whole bunch of cold medicine. I've got some coffee. We've got Ira tied up. Michael, are you working on getting him up and around?
I think I've got it here.
All right.
Ira, wake up.
All right. We're still working on the Ira problem, but that's all right. We're going to get out of here safe and sound. I
think
promise.
It's going to happen. I think he's coming around now. It was that third slap that did it.
All right, if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're in sudden, completely expected overtime.
It is not
overtime.
Sudden. Nothing is sudden about this.
How about this?
That was sudden.
That was okay.
Wow, our show is just
all right.
Gone.
So,
I don't know where it went, but it's in a handbasket
somewhere. It's
where
in
are
the hands
we going
of some...
and why am I in this handbasket?
Exactly.
Okay, so 303-386-3598. Give us a call, share some poetry here. And I think, are we gonna do the good thing and pay some more bills still, or what are we doing?
Do we still have to pay bills at this point?
I think we should.
I think that's one way to get invited back after we get out of prison.
Exactly. We want to keep our contract.
We like to underpromise and massively underdeliver.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Though you think me cold and slimy, I've got a nice home. Tasted
right.
Your best guacamole. It's yesterday.
I just want people to know that this is Crash Test Dummies. And
Was that lyric guacamole?
He said guacamole in the song.
I'm hungry now.
My first exposure to the Crash Test Dummies was by our nine-fingered half-squatch. And I have been jealous of Brad Roberts' voice ever since.
I actually had a girlfriend in high school that whenever her parents would start playing the Crash Test Dummies, she literally would get this empty look on her face, completely devoid of emotion, would just stand up and walk out of the house and just start walking down the street. It's actually true. It's a true story. It's the strangest reaction I've ever seen.
That is a really strange reaction.
You ever have deja vu? I think we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, that's generally because it's true and I'm not making it up. That's
wow.
Why.
All right, so we've got another caller, and it's extremely late where he's calling, or should we call it really
early? It's early. It's morning.
It's early.
Time
okay.
is relative.
Well, please welcome Tony from UK.
Oh, hi, J-Todd.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, brother?
And I mustn't forget the team as well. How are they?
We're very well. Thank you, sir.
Brilliant. Okay, I like these extended shows that you're having. It means I can wake up a little bit better over here. I've got a poem that I've dug out. It's don't be put off by the name. It's called Amor Platonicus. These are Sestina sonnets. And just to put you in the picture that this is Neptune talking, is greeting someone to the afterlife. So sorry about the morbid topic, but I thought it was quite a nice poem to read. Anyway, I'll start. Welcome adoration to you all. My affirmation with Atlantis stands, although I promised could not so before, than that night to detain could have I love, to tell you that I have grief to give, not love. One dying swan could see your eyes before, if ponds which finds for keeps how empty all of this, so very little of it stands, my friend unequivocal clearly stands as you do while I'm writing to you all, becomes the fine silt layer of a love detached by what the page has said before. In search for it until each pillar stands to prove Atlantis did exist and all. As hauntingly its music is goodbye, its leading search for gods is having drawn the stars by lots where Archaic is sought, that maybe fine blue lace be upturned sky would lay and settle down to be the sky, which after all discovered them as sought to catch their teary eyes to make goodbye an ocean which for all concerns is drawn. And when is one circumference so drawn, when moon to have disperse or say goodbye? Below the surface held together sky, that bubbles flee like fireflies being sought. For light that in their flight that life be drawn, and writing about when to say goodbye. The muse and alabaster will commend to lead you not down where the dangers lie, nor lead you since directly should the deep be ridiculed since length of time omens appear, and sensing fear as might omens be stern to firmer as gazebo deep, their adoration seems to have commend ascent from where the music came and lie, low drifting heading on where land shifts lie, along a row of plains that keep commend my adoration wish could end all omens, since scatter of the lands are awful deep, an archaic to settle low and lie, existing in the mind's eye we commend. The pillar of my soul in love's long wake is distributed such that what this place, the muse Erato's archaic conveys, shows Melpha means a tragic end indeed, whose swan around is little more indeed than could replace her with as who conveys with pity, though Atlantis show it wake, with alabaster form creation's place for all of us to settle, take your place, which now becoming home to have you wake. The idea writing all these tales conveys, it's stated since you're here, or if indeed you're underneath the gods you'd like to wake. And that's it.
Well done, brother.
It's epic, I know. Thank you.
I always like it when you call our show, your accent, the way you deliver your poetry. Well done, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I was actually going to read one which I wrote for, you know, dedicated to you, JT, but it was a bit lengthy. I think you've read it, the Raven sequel, after the famous Raven.
I have read it.
I thought myself it would have taken us through another hour of your show.
Well, you know, if you want to read it next week, you're more than welcome to call in. We will allot the time for that.
It's very, very long, I'm afraid. I think it would take up a long time.
It might be a good J-Todd's basement.
Tired.
Okay, yeah. If you wanted to record it, I will include it on the J Todd's Basement for our website at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Yeah, sure. Or someone reads it. I mean, me personally, with my voice, I feel that sometimes people are sleeping halfway through a read of mine.
Oh,
but,
no.
That's my voice.
No. But it's
a pleasure coming on again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, JT. Bye.
All right.
And everyone else. Bye.
Have a great day.
If you want to call in just like Tony, give us a call, 303-386-3598. And it works overseas. You can call in, use your international dialing code.
Those phone things are pretty cool how they work overseas.
Exactly.
Hey, okay, so even though this is an entirely inappropriate place for us to discuss this.
All right.
I got Ira here. Oh. And basically, this is probably the only appropriate place to discuss this.
All right.
On the air. So, Ira, are you, hey, are you awake now? He was talking about.
Is it Monday?
It's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday still.
Okay. Okay. Ira, we're all cool.
We're cool.
I'm just going to lay something on you, brother.
You with the tranquilizer, by the way.
I'm going to lay something on you. There's a lot of people surrounding the building right now. There's a lot of people above it, on the sides, and below, and they're all kind of mad at us. Okay, so we really need your help. How do we get out? You're the operations manager. How do we get out of the studio here? I know you have to know the secret passage.
You know, I hate to tell you this, but there's no way out.
You call this a radio studio?
Do you remember what happened to Andy?
Not a point. I think the ceiling tiles are even locked.
Yeah, we can't do that though. We don't know how to do some of the stuff that Ira does here. It's locked? The ceiling's locked?
Ceiling tiles.
I've never even heard. How do they lock that? What are you guys doing?
You know, there's some things that are well left.
Okay. I'm going to level with you. This is serious to us, okay? I can't go back to jail.
I can't.
I'm not making fun of this. Actually, I kind of. No, never mind. I'm really not. Now.
A pretty man like him in jail with lots of cigarettes.
Anyway. holy cow. Anyway, okay. So let's make up. If you had to find a way out of here and tell me in like 5 seconds or less, what's the fastest way out of here?
I told you, no way out.
Let's try this again. All right. Well, Ira, I think you're in this with us now, man. I'm going to tell them all that you're the mastermind.
Well, I told you, you know, sometimes I sleep here.
That's not funny.
That's not even not true. That's true.
It's, you know, actually, the funny thing is most of the stuff we joke around about on the show is totally true.
I know.
Yeah, but some of it's not. Yeah. Anyway, Ira. I went actually just breaking the fourth wall and breaking this joke that's gone on way too long.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Ira for everything he's doing for us and for staying longer in the studio and everything like that. We just brought him on for a second.
Exactly.
Really appreciate it, guys.
Ira, thank you very much. You are a blessing to MSE Radio Network. You're a blessing to our show.
And you can kidnap me anytime.
We salute you.
You know, I'm just going to let you know it's kind of a weird thing to say to people.
Ira, you can kidnap me.
Whoa! Says the Phantom.
All right.
Okay, so let's do some poetry, huh?
Hey, we do poetry around here. Please welcome. It looks like a first-time caller from Michigan. His name is Eric.
Yes. Full disclosure, I'm a friend of Dennis White, who's probably your biggest fan, at least in Michigan.
So oh, Dennis is a blessing.
Yeah, he's really been twisting people's arm to call in, and I've listened a couple of times. Yeah, it's really great. I think this is a great venue for poetry, and so I'm glad to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you.
So the poem that I want to read, a little background. I'm old enough to live through the Civil Rights Movement, and I was pretty, you know, just in my own lifetime, it's pretty appalling what minorities have had to go through just to get equality, some semblance of equality. So when the first minority president was elected, I thought that was a big step toward our country, you know, trying to achieve that, you know, our goal of equality for everyone. So The name of the poem is just 12009, which is the day the first minority president was sworn into office.
Okay.
I have a dream, he said, while constitutionally guaranteed equality still didn't prevent a classless society. Refusing to indulge in the indignities of those who oppressed him, lending credence to his own yardstick by which he preached all should be measured, he made his voice unmutable. He marched and spoke and rose up against a majority blinded and comfortable by the way things were instead of the way they should be. I have a dream, he said. Did he know that his dream would come back to D.C. at some point in the future without him? I think he did. I have a dream, he said. Thank God Almighty, it's here at last.
Right on. Thank you, Eric.
That was a cool one.
Yeah.
Eric, thanks for calling, man. That was great.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I know we're acting a little crazy tonight here, but...
But thank you, and please don't stop calling our show because it's people like you that keep us going.
Yeah, well, it's a great show, and it's just great to have a venue for poetry out there. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Eric, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I'm sorry, brother.
No, no, sorry.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
You are going to want, if you call in, you're going to want to hold over break. Wow. Another voice that I'm very jealous of.
Wow, I did not know it was that loud. I do apologize to everyone.
That was beautiful.
So if your speakers have now become flattened, my apologies. I cannot repair that.
What okay. about my eardrums? Can you repair them?
No.
Those
no.
flat
no.
for years. Anyway, so I'm going to do this poem before we go to break. If you're calling right now, be willing to hold over. This actually was introduced to me by our co-host, Michael Amade. It quickly became my mantra. Because of the poem that we just heard, I'm going to read this as well. I dedicate this to all the future Barack Obamas, the future groundbreakers for minorities, whether it be a nationality minority, gay rights, whatever. I'm going to urge everybody, whatever your passion is, own it. This is entitled Roll the Dice by Charles Bukowski. If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, maybe even your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it. Despite rejection and the worst odds, it'll be better than anything else you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like that. You will be alone with the gods. The nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight that there is. And that being said, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
I know the song, but I have no clue who's doing it.
If I might,
All right.
This is back when the lead singer was concerned with the watchtower that resided somewhere in Europe or the Americas and not in Africa.
Oh. Is it U2?
It is. Oh, from the late 80s. Actually, and I might take a lot of flack for this, I think they never sounded better than they did in the late 80s.
I think so too.
And that was when everything was at its absolute peak.
And, you know, when things are in their prime and new, that'd be the case. And then, you know, after many, many albums, they start wearing a little bit thin.
Yeah. Yeah. But the good news is there's so much music out there.
There is.
There's so much, you know, you don't have to listen.
All right.
But we do poetry here.
Oh, we do?
We do.
What?
We do.
Surprisingly.
Poetry. Strangely, if someone were this next call, I know, right? If after this next call, or someone was to call 303-386-3598, they may just be able to share poetry. However, we already had someone call in, and her name is Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Doing great. We're running in overtime. I'm glad you called during our overtime segment.
Well, I thought I'd try. I called earlier and I couldn't get through. I thought I'd try one more time, and here we are.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Thank you. I have two little, one is a little poem, and the other one's just a little bit longer. This one is called, Who Do You See? It's, turn no eye away from me as I sit on steps, sidewalks, slant no sneer to the sky when you walk by. Move not away in dread from where I tread. Answer if I mutter hello. It might be that I represent your higher self, humbling you. That's the one little poem.
Nice. I like that one.
Thank you. That is so cute. Okay. Now this one is called A Man Named Art. I'm in a group that visits sick and shut-ins, people in hospitals. Once a week we do something. And this was from 2008. A man named Art. A man named Art was sitting on the edge of his bed. Seeing him there alone, we were strongly led to go in and greet him with a warm hello. He looked a bear of a guy, an appealing fellow. He was a black man, as black as a man can be. In that hospital room, it was obvious to see, he was staring at the blank green wall, leaning on the table, cupping his jaw. We told him we were led to call. He smiled and told us his name. We smiled and did the same. As we left, we said, God bless you, Art. He in kind said, thanks from my heart. He thanked us warmly with a twinkle in his eye, this benevolent, seemingly very tall guy. He made us smile, this gentle giant. To the Lord's wish, we were compliant. Thank God, Mina and I went. I know Art was heaven sent. For the little we did for him, he did so much more for us. We couldn't know the blessings that were in store. We saw Jesus in him, in his smile. So happy we visited him for a while. The memory of a man named Art is forever etched in my heart. Thank God for that man named Art. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel.
I'm glad I got through tonight. It's nice to speak with you. Have a lovely rest of whatever is left.
Oh, you know, we're going to go until we run out of callers. But I do want to make mention, I thank you for calling because you have put us into record length territory. We've done two of these shows now, and we have exceeded our other show. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're a trendsetter, Mel.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And, you know, I think I'm going to steal this from Mel. I'm going to say, have a great time with whatever time is left.
I think that should be the outro for every conversation you have.
I just want to
add that pause in there. Oh, what would you like to interject?
I would like to bring up a good point that Mel actually brought up.
What's
I'd like to address this. It is hard to get through keep calling. Right now, it's kind of slowing down. We need to keep going. I need to call into work tomorrow, you guys.
We're not even asking for your money. We're asking for your poetry.
Just to call in.
You can pay us in words.
So if you tried to call earlier, try again now.
It's not about the bills. It's about the W-U-R-D-S.
Wow.
What was in that coffee?
The words.
What was in that coffee?
Have you ever heard about trying to make people upset so they'll call your radio show?
Oh,
that old chestnut.
Wow. Well, it's working for me.
Oh, sure. Give away our secret. All right.
So we do have a large old...
Give us a call, 303-386-3598. Like, you haven't heard that number enough tonight.
I'm going to say it again anyway.
All right.
303-386-3598.
I know that you're upset that I gave away the secret of our poetry chestnut. But
Actually, so what if nobody else calls in? What's our standard? I mean, how do we keep this going?
Well, the Phantom wants to wrap us up, so
right.
That's not new.
But didn't you last time read two in a row, and then that was it?
I did, but if I get through one and there's still not a caller, then we'll go to the Phantom.
We did have a couple of submissions online. I'm thinking we need to throw those in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael, did you
want to read one?
Let me throw Michael under the bus a little bit. Michael,
I was born under the bus.
Wow.
Does your mom know that?
That's another story.
I'm going to have to talk to your mom about that one.
What? W-H-U-T? This one.
You sure that's not W-A-T-T?
What?
No. That's no? S-C-H-W. H-A-T.
Wow. Okay. Just. All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's move off this. This is not good radio. Okay. So this one is a submission from a gentleman named Creeper.
All right.
It's an acrostic. It's called Red Rum. Now, he also does say, even though we have pre-screened this, that this poem is rated mature and may contain material unsuitable for readers under 18. Running from the frightening apparitions and visions, echoes of malice erupt in his mind. Diabolical intentions begin to manifest. Raging insanity, blood consumes the overlook. An altered telepathic predictions exposing murderous acts for permanent residency.
Bam!
Bam!
Boom!
Acrostic for your...
Red Rum.
Red Rum.
That's a Creeper acrostic.
A Creeper acrostic.
Thank you, Creeper.
Yep. Thank you, Creeper. You know, I get called Creeper a lot. I think people confuse me with him.
Only at the malls.
Oh, jeez.
So, what is so wrong with me wearing a vampire cape and you know, stalking around the mall? I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay, so the thing is, one, you can't do it during the day.
Yep. So night's better.
Two,
that's why I go at night.
Two, stop wearing the glitter.
Oh, that kind of goes with the cape.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't?
No.
No? No glitter?
Pale just a little bit more.
Maybe I should put some clothes on.
Isn't
moonlight just reflected sunlight? So why doesn't it hurt vampires?
Well, it depends on if you ask Bill Nye or Texas.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, by the way. That is,
UV.
It's reflected.
UV does not reflect off the moon. That's why you don't get a moon burn.
Oh,
I'm...
Sorry.
Let's move on from this topic.
All right.
I'm going to
read one. Now, mind you, this starts our clock, so you need to call in if you want to keep us on the air. 303-386-3598.
Starts the moon clock. The sudden death
clock?
Sudden death moon clock.
We can say sudden now. Sudden.
I'm going to read one that the Phantom is quite familiar with because she was there live and in person. This is entitled The Fall at Colfax and Corona. No, officer, I have not been drinking. In opposition to what you must be thinking... But I'm going to a concert just up the street when the sidewalk reached up and grabbed my feet. No, officer, I've not been drinking, though my dignity is rapidly shrinking. I'm not one to bartend and tell, but the ladies that are with me are drunk as hell. No, officer, I've not been drinking, and no, this poet wasn't really sprinting. No reason for you to bust my nuts. I'm just a writer who happens to be a klutz. No, officer, I've not been drinking, and I say to you I was not planking. Just met the ground at a high rate of speed. No assistance or tease do I really need. No, officer, I've not been drinking, nor is my third eye open and blinking. I can say with confidence I have had not a sip. Just landed here on Colfax after an unexpected trip. No, officer, I've not been drinking. All hope of a good recovery is now sinking. So now if you have nothing else to say, I think I'll pick myself up and slowly walk away.
Now we're applauding the poem, not the thing the poem's based on, by the way.
I actually have to say I was not one of the ladies drinking that night.
Liar.
I know.
And I've got marks on my door to prove that you were lying.
What? Oh, yeah, because I totally...
Yes. So, story has it, before she starts into her poem, because we haven't gotten a caller yet.
Shoot.
Story has it, she gets hammered, and I'm going to take her
I don't
her
drink.
Birthday.
I don't drink, and it was a band I wanted to see forever. And
Go-Go Bordello.
Go-Go Bordello. I was like, I'm getting blitzed and going to this concert.
Yeah, so that means you're going to remember it.
I park my car a few blocks away, and she throws my brand new car door open into... rocks.
I didn't know the rocks were there.
My door opened. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
I do have to share, though.
Yes.
The best part about this is when J. Todd trips and falls, I turn around and instead of asking, are you okay or what happened? I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, okay. I had any control over this.
Guys, I absolutely love this story, but you know what? We're on a radio show.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
And people don't care about this. They only care about me. And my muscle brand voice.
Oh, no.
So, no. Radagast and brown voice?
Radagast! Sound the same kind of.
Now.
All right. So I have read this one on the show before, and... it just seemed fitting as it is a poem that was read every night at the end of the broadcast day on television. It is called High Flight, and it's by John Gillespie McGee Jr.
Catchy name.
Oh, I've slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter's silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds. And done 100 things. You have not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung, high in the sunlit silence, hovering there. I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the wind-swept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew, and while with silent, lifting mind, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space. Put my hand and touch the face of God.
Nice. And thus ends another broadcast day for KZKO The Vibe and World Poetry Open Mic. However, you're going to want to stay tuned because the music that follows us is amazing.
That's true. And just as a brief shout out to some of the new listeners we might have tonight, if you would like to have us read poetry, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net to the contact form. You can send it to us there. If we don't get to it in 1 week, we will roll it over to the next. And that's definitely there for us, as a method for you to have your poetry heard as well.
Excellent. I want to take time and thank our executive producer, Mary Cohn. I want to thank Ira for being in and staying late with us. I want to thank Rob, DJ Richie Rich, for having us on MSE Radio Network. And the entire network, our family of shows, everybody is worth a listen. So if you're out on our website, you're wanting something new to hear, check out The Blues Connection, which is the show before us. Check out Skip's show, A Funk About the Rest. Any of the really station family, they're all great programs.
They really are. And of course, we want to extend the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, and the people who call in, because you really are the ones who... we really fill the show with such great material. I mean, we literally, you can hear us. We wouldn't be able to do this every week if you guys weren't calling in and sharing some of your insightful, great work. And so we really genuinely appreciate that. And we also very seriously appreciate you telling other poets about us and kind of communicating that way and telling them about us, because I think this should be something we all can share. But trust us, we are working on a way to get more callers in. So you don't have to, try to call back a bunch of times, that there's some other lines you can hold on as well.
Exactly. We want to thank you for listening. You are listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We are the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing. things that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Right today into a black box and it came out gray.